Adam, very disappointing decision from the referee, all the best laid plans and so forth.
Yeah, I think the most disappointing thing is it wasn't a disappointing decision from the referee. The referee was here at 20 past one, decision weren't made till, what was it, 10 past two, quarter past two. I think he was waiting for Chorley to get here, then I think Matt decided that the game weren't on. So that's a disappointing thing, because we, if the referee would have made the decision, we would have known at 20 past one when he was here. But we were happy to play it. And look, we're down to bare bones at the minute today. We had, what was it, 13 senior players, but we were happy to play it. Apparently they weren't happy to play it. So, so that's how they come to the decision.
Are the refreshment people going to send the invoices to Chorley Football Club?
I don't know, you'll have to ask the pals at B, won't you? I might go and have a burger myself just to keep me warm.
But a disappointing result last weekend for you, the first one under your management regime, as it were. But you seem pleased with the performance, and the lads have bounced back well since then?
Yeah, I mean, I said in my impress on Thursday, you have disappointing results where you look at the game and you look at the performance and you get very downbeat about it. But I wasn't really that disappointed with last Saturday, because it was always going to happen at some point. When you go into a new club, you always get a rush of everything from players and from everybody involved. And then at some point, you get questions that you wanted answered. So I got a lot more out of last week than I had the previous four games. So it was watching the game back, like I said again on Thursday, majority of the game was played in the opposition's half. It was that we didn't do enough with that possession and with that territorial play to get anything out of the game. And I think it proves that they had one of the standout players in the league, and he had two opportunities and scored two goals, and that's it really. So no, we took lots out of the game, and we moved on quickly.
Last time we spoke, you were telling everyone that you're a great believer in the process. Do you feel, are you happy with how the players are tapping into that? Do you feel that they're taking it on board, what you're hoping to achieve here?
Yeah, and it's because there's been, there hasn't been much consistency this season in anything, from me watching the games, from me watching the team selections. So it's going to take time, do you know what I mean? This isn't something that we can put in place over time. We're doing things at the minute to suit the environment. If you look at the style of play at the minute, we're suiting the environment. So it's putting things in place for the immediate future to make us secure, and then give us a platform, and implementing standards of certain things that we'll carry on through next season.
And a good signing for you in midweek with Richard Brodie.
Yeah, I think for this this level of football, he'll be an outstanding addition. I think he's a character, and he's a player that he is Marmite. He's one of these that I guarantee opposition fans won't like him, but they'd love to have him in the team. And I know a lot of people that know Broads personally, that have played with him, that have been in the same dressing room as him. And I think that's the fortunate thing about being a 35-year-old manager. You've still got people in the game that are current and that that have actually been in changing rooms with him over the last few years, and he's a very positive character, very enthusiastic character, and I think on the pitch he'll bring a good strength to us.
And he's here for the rest of the season with an option for next season, is that right?
Yeah, he's here for the rest of the season. We've negotiated that if he performs to the standard that we expect him to, then he'll be here next season, but that'll be down to his performances, and that's on his toes now, but he wants to be here next season. He's happy with the contract that's been put in front of him, so it's on his toes now.
One or two central defenders will be quaking in their shoes if he does well and combines with Greg Smith for next season now.
Yeah, I mean, the bigger picture, if everything goes to plan, and look, this is football, I've been in it long enough now to know that until you see things actually happening, a lot of things can change. So on paper it looks strong, don't it? It looks like a real handful, and if we can add a little bit more sophistication and guile to that attacking force, then it gives you a little bit of everything. I think we're getting there. We're getting there slowly, and it's again this week. We thought we would have had a couple more signings in by today, but it didn't happen. So that's a plus point of the game being off. That it gives us a little bit more time to rejig things a little bit more.
And Obminton upwards for the next game up at Bradford.
Yeah, definitely. We've got someone at the game today, so we'll be fully aware of their strengths and weaknesses. But no, we want each game to come thick and fast at the minute. Hence why we wanted to play today. Me personally, I think you can play that game today. I think the ground's been here. Nobby's been here for a long, long time, and he's seen a lot of weather conditions on the pitch. And he said at 10 o'clock this morning, there's nothing wrong with this will be playable. And I think with someone with that knowledge, you have to back that.